This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
It's rare that you talk to a guy who has both played a blind space explorer on TV and has been one of the country's biggest advocates for reading. But that's the story of LeVar Burton. His television show, Reading Rainbow, is now an app, and I can still picture the techie golden visor he wore as Geordi LaForge in Star Trek The Next Generation. Mr. Burton, man on TV from my childhood, thanks for joining us.
Man on TV from my childhood. I like that. That's great. How are you, Ben?
I'm good. So just tell me about your acting career. And look, an actor's got to eat. But I always kind of had the sense that Reading Rainbow was a special mission for you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. My mother was an English teacher. And one of the things that she really taught me was that a personal relationship with the written word is the key to an informed human being. That there is no thing more powerful than a soul who has a thirst for knowledge.
Tell me, if you would, a little bit about how technology was changing while you were hosting Reading Rainbow.
This was all an experiment because, you know, television had not only had it not been around that long, but nobody ever really said, children in our culture are watching far too much television, so let's just take advantage of that reality and give them something worthwhile to watch.
Tell me about the iPad app and what the idea was there.
What we have done is taken the television experience and translated it into a mobile library for kids where they can discover books and videos. Again, remember, Reading Rainbow was all about tying the real world to the literature that we were discussing, right? So the video field trip is an integral part of the way that Reading Rainbow talked about literature.
I don't want to nerd out too hard, but can we talk a little bit about Star Trek? I was watching this 16-second clip, and it was you using an iPad.
Oh, yeah. We carried pads around on the Enterprise D. It was a part of the universe that was created there.
What about an episode that predicted something that happened to you in your life?
Well, I guess for me, the pad is really the big symbol for that. But then again, you know what? There's also the visor. I know that we are developing technology that the visor has at least influenced some of the research in
helping
retinal,
people see, yeah,
this or that. I mean, I'm not, that's the wild thing. I'm not a scientist. All I was doing was trying to demonstrate the vast capability of the physically challenged. In a meritocracy, which is what I believe Star Trek represents, that's the world I want to live in. Growing up in the 60s as a black kid in Northern California, that wasn't the world that I was living in day to day.
Sure.
It wasn't a meritocracy. So for me to have grown up and become what Nichelle Nichols was for me, for people who are physically challenged and are invisible for the most part in a society that doesn't see their value, I can't write that, you know? You can't predict that.
LeVar Burton, Geordi LaForge, thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
There's a longer version of our interview. We've also been singing the Reading Rainbow song around the office all week. We want you to record your own rendition. We've got a quiz as well. It's all at our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. A reading rainbow. A reading rainbow. A reading rainbow.